thing we'll sort of just touch on quickly, since it's timely, is you know, the event came out today. Invitations for Amazon next Wednesday. I think, you know, we roughly know what to expect, but just kind of some overall, you know, takes here since we're talking about it, and you know, from what we've seen, what are Amazon's chances? How are they going to position this? Is the price point going to be aggressive enough? And what might that shape up for Amazon in terms of a holiday? And Steve, why don't you go ahead and go first?
Well, I think we're all starting with the assumption that Amazon is going to do what we all think that they're going to do, which is to come out with a tablet, probably 7 inches, optimized for Kindle applications and other media consumption, and Amazon purchases, and priced maybe at around $250. That's sort of my working case. I think this is a pretty big deal. The important thing to remember here is that if this is what Amazon does, they are not launching a frontal assault on the iPad. They're smarter than that. They can't win in a frontal assault on the iPad. They are basically creating a new entry in what they hope will be a new market. You could think of it more, it's probably fairer to think of it as a Nook Plus than as an iPad Minus. But I think their chances for success are really very good. I think you'll probably have some enticements built into the device, maybe a free subscription to Amazon Prime. They have a chance to sell a hell of a lot of these things. $250, you know, they sold a lot of Kindles at that price when it first came out. This is a device that will be a lot more capable than the original Kindle.
And I agree that ultimately this is a big deal because it potentially recasts what an ebook reader might be like. And it's important to note that IDC actually makes a very key distinction in their projections already, in that they stated that this is being counted in their numbers not as a tablet, but as a e-reader. So the assumption that they're taking, and I tend to think that this is what we'll see on Wednesday, is that this is more optimized as a super e-reader that has some new features that turns it into a front end to all of the services that Amazon has, whether it be music, video, etc., but also the buying experience for e-commerce through their store, and less on an issue of trying to go directly to Apple. Because I've seen statements where this is an iPad killer. And first of all, there is no such thing as an iPad killer. What there is potentially an iPad competitor. And I'm not even sure this is an iPad competitor in the sense that as Steve pointed out, they're smart enough not to try to go head-to-head with Apple, but rather to take this niche of individuals who love reading but do want some flexibility to be able to go on the web and, you know, watch movies and, you know, get music through this kind of a new type of device.
Yeah, I think, you know, the one thing that I'll add is, and I think the important distinction that we're all making is that, you know, this isn't even an iPad competitor. And one of the reasons that I land there is because, you know, there's certainly going to be people who create products to compete with the iPad based on whether it's Windows 8 or Android. But this, even though it's based on Android, I don't believe is one of them. And again, I break this out into ecosystems. And, you know, and I'm absolutely convinced that consumers, as they start to develop their very specific product interests, that they will also commit themselves to ecosystems. They'll either be in Microsoft's ecosystem, they'll be in Android's ecosystem, or they'll be in Apple's ecosystem. What's interesting to me about this Amazon tablet is that it seems to be ecosystem neutral, in that it could fit very well into an Apple ecosystem. Even if you had an iPad, or if you had a whole Mac ecosystem and you were committed to iTunes, it could be a complementary product to that ecosystem. Same with, it could be a complementary product to the same with Microsoft or with Android. But those three platforms alone don't work well with each other. So for example, I wouldn't have an Android phone and then be in an all Apple ecosystem. You'd be blending these two things together and it just wouldn't work that well. But Amazon can play this very neutral approach as it relates to product ecosystems. And I think because of that, it puts them in a position where they really don't care whose bigger picture ecosystem you're into, whether or not you want to buy a tablet or a smartphone or a PC or a smart TV based on any of those other things. This, what they're working on, fits well into all of those things, which I think for them is a very, very safe and strategic bet. And I think the more that they grow out this niche of theirs relative to the Amazon services and using this as basically their retail storefront to all of Amazon's services, I think it puts themselves in a real strong position to be sticky. They've already got, you know, almost 200 million credit cards. And because of that, they can drive quite a bit of their services through these devices. But I think the most interesting point is that they are ecosystem agnostic.
Right. I don't think Amazon really particularly wants to be in the hardware business. They're getting into it because the other Android vendors have frankly done a pretty crummy job with tablets. Right. And Apple has basically made life too difficult for Amazon on the iPad. It's an important platform for them, but it isn't their favorite. They've had to cripple the Kindle app on the iPad because they can't afford to pay Apple's 30% for in-app purchases.
Right.
So they are going into the hardware business of necessity. But there's this crucial distinction between Amazon and Apple to remember. Apple views software and content as a way to sell hardware because that's where they make their money. Amazon views hardware as a necessary thing to have to sell content because that's where they make their money. They are in very, very different businesses.
Right. Absolutely. All right. Well, I think that was a good first podcast for us, the TechPinions team, and we'll get together and do this frequently, especially as there's news. And so guys, have a good one, and we'll talk to you again later.
Thank you.